We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. How's your Wednesday? Hump day here. It is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour all hour long today. I'll have more on the Taylor Ranch coming up. There's so many things to do today. I don't know if I can fit it in an hour, but we're going to try. I am going to give away 2 sets of tickets to Sugar Creek Casino this Saturday night to see the Oak Ridge Boys. So you guys listen up. First set of tickets is going to be really easy. Second set is going to be a little more difficult. I have Tracy Music from the Music Farms out of Ouachita County going to be on in the third segment of the show today. So what you need to be listening for one of my questions, an answer for one of my questions I'm going to ask, is when him and I are talking about wheat, listen for which variety did the best in their wheat plots down there. That's the first one. This is the first one. I'm going to make it easy on you. So today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour, and we're doing beef. They sell beef out there to be processed. Great beef, too. But May is National Beef Month, and lots of people are promoting National Beef Month, and I'm going to promote it a little bit here. And what I want to ask you is for a set of tickets to see the Oak Ridge Boys at the Sugar Creek Casino this Saturday night. Here's your question. And I'm going to take, let's say, the number eight person to text in to the Today in Ag text line at 580-225-9697. What is your favorite way to eat beef? What's your favorite beef plate? Text in your name. Also, if you don't text in your name with your answer, I'm going to the next one. So anyway, what is your favorite way to eat beef? What's your favorite beef plate? With the dinner, supper, breakfast, I don't care what it is. What it is. And I will give you a free set of tickets to the Sugar Creek Casino to see the Oak Ridge Boys and hear them saying, Elvira, you know what I mean? Anyway, all right, let's move on with the show. You don't need to hear me singing. That's the reason why I'm not a singer. 83 degrees at Eric, 83 at Hollis, 81 degrees at Arnett, home of Miss Lori Campbell, 83 at Beaver, 81 at Slapout. It's 81 at the May Ranch, 80 at Helena, 79 at Ceiling. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, let's see what's happening. They're about the same. Actually, they might be a little cooler. 77 at McLean, 79 at Miami, 82 at Lipscomb, 82 down there at Odell, South Altus, across the Red River Bridge, and 83 at Childress. All right, what else we got going on today? There's something else going on that's very important that I was going to mention to you guys, and I should have wrote it down. Anyway, we're good to go. We'll move on. Grain markets are crazy. Again today, up and down, all over the place. Looks like hard red winter wheat is making a substantial gain again today, up 930-something. But let's see what happened overnight, if you guys want to. Grain and soybean futures declined in overnight trading as rain and forecast for much of the western corn belt this week. The market goes up when it doesn't rain, and it goes down when it does rain. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast for the next 24 hours for a large chunk of land stretching from Texas through North Dakota, according to the National Weather Service. The precipitation is expected to reach most of Iowa, almost all of Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin. Showers gradually fill in across from the Midwest and Delta from Thursday through the weekend, with focus slowly shifting east, according to the Commodity Weather Group, said in a note to its clients. Rainfall will narrow moisture deficits and aid germination. Still, little or no rain has fallen in parts of the southern plains where hard red winter wheat is growing in the past 7 days. Much of Kansas, the biggest producer of winter wheat in the U.S., has been dry the past week, as has northern Oklahoma. Only parts of the Texas panhandle have seen any ample rainfall. I don't know about you guys in the National Weather Service, but I seen a big old storm the size of Kansas go across Kansas yesterday, and it was raining in Stillwater last night. So I don't know if it missed, I'm sure it missed the southwestern part of Kansas and Oklahoma panhandle. But anyway, I don't know sometimes about these forecasts. Corn futures for July delivery dropped a nickel to $5.91 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat for July delivery fell 7 cents to $6.36.5 a bushel in Chicago. Kansas City futures lost 11.25 to $8.45 a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery was down 9 cents to $14.05.25. Soy meal fell 2.10 to $4.16.90 a short ton, while soybean oil lost 0.48 to $52.56 a pound. Let's see what else is going on here. Strong storms are expected in parts of tonight in parts in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. Gusty winds and hails are a main risk at this time. Another round of severe storms may develop Friday afternoon into the evening with all hazards possible. Flooding continues on the Mississippi River along the Iowa-Illinois border. The National Weather Service said, in Iowa, the river is at 16.6 feet overnight. Anything above 16 feet affects low-lying buildings in rural areas and possibly railroad tracks. And man, you live along the Mississippi and the Missouri, don't take long in those big cities. I lived in Kansas City for almost 19 years. The Kansas and the Missouri River meet right there downtown, and you've all guys been down there where they have the big stock show and everything, and it gets a lot of water through that area. Okay, let's see here. Great outcome, take planning and patience. Taylor Ranch beef is an excellent example of this. If you're ordering beef for July or August, Taylor Ranch has been working on those steaks for the past 2.5 years. They start with hand selecting the best combination carcass and muscle AI bulls in the Angus breed, utilize top nutrition and health protocols, and give the animals the best possible care. And they do. The end result is a mouth-watering ribeye that gives you a great eating experience. That's Taylor Ranch. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. Quarters, halves, or whole beef available. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free. Also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. And there you have it. Let's see if we got some text messages in. Oh, my word. It lit her up. Let's see. 2 pages. Hey, you guys you like your beef, don't you? Here we go. I'm going to read some of these off. Beef brisket tacos. Beef stroganoff. And let's go to the next page. Sorry, I'm just reading them off to the winner. Ribeyes. Steak ribeye, medium rare, and baked tater. Ribeye, medium, medium. Seared fillets in cast iron skillet. That sounds good. Oh, my man from Foss, Oklahoma, he just writes lunch. That's all he wants is lunch. We got grilled T-bone steak, grilled something. It says grilled. That's all it says. I'm sorry. There's nothing there behind it. Cooked, supper time T-bone, medium well on the grill. New York strip with Colorado corn with asparagus, all cooked on the grill over mesquite. Oh, man, that sounds good. Chicken fried steak. Well, the winner is Blake Maddox, ribeye. He was the one that texted in the exact right amount, number to get it, and I will write your name down on these tickets, and you can pick them up anytime after the show today until Friday at 4 o'clock. So be sure and pick them up, because you're going to get to go to Sugar Creek Casino to see the Oak Ridge Boys and Elvira. How about that? So anyway, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, I will talk a little bit about cattle, see what the market did up in Woodward yesterday, see what the futures are on live and feeders, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Anytime Jimmy Clark enters a room, he don't turn the lights on. He turns the dark off. Stewards of the land, this is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 5th. 1,395 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 238 brought 318. 22 at 427 brought 286. 5 at 502 brought 253. 8 at 581 brought 240. 4 at 620 brought 220. 9 at 634 brought 238. 8 at 746 brought 207. 7 head of heifers at 266 brought 294. 5 at 347 brought 244. 6 at 506 brought 222. 3 at 517 brought 227. 8 at 531 brought 219. 4 at 696 brought 189.50. 16 at 891 brought 170. Butcher cows were 11 to 104. Butcher bulls brought 80 to 126. Bred cows were 960 to 1650. Pairs brought 1150 to 2225. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095. All right, Jimmy, go ahead and turn the dark back on.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You're a special guy, Drew Cobb. That's all I can tell you. I'm glad we have you here. Anyway, all right, out there in the Texas Panhandle, I've picked the big city of Wellington. It's currently 82 degrees there. Heat index is 82. Humidity is 42%. Dew point is 57%. Or degrees, sorry. What wind is out of the southeast at 13 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 16. Peak wind gust today so far 25 miles an hour. 0.47 inches, 47 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far this month. No red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes today, and 80-inch soil temperature in Wellington, Texas, it's 76 degrees. Thank you, Wellington. All right, let's see what's happening with the cattle. June, 163.47. August is 160.165. October is 165.37. Live cattle for December, 169.75. Feeder cattle for May, 205.62. Down a little bit today. And August is 225.20. Also down a little bit. Lean hogs for May are 76.52. 84.22 for June. July, 86.10. And let's see. Corn's up a little bit now at 645 for May. Soybeans is down a little bit. Not too bad. Let's see here. May soybeans at 414.51. Hard red winter wheat is up 25 today for May. It's at 931 and July is at 861. Oats are just up and down there. Not too bad. May 329 and July is 338. And cotton's going backwards again. July cotton, 80 cents a pound. October, 81 cents a pound. Okay, let's see what happened in the big city of Woodward yesterday. Total receipts, 520 cows or bulls sold yesterday compared to 435 last week and 477 this time last year. Compared to last week, slaughtered cows and bulls are mostly steady. Demand was moderate. Looks like breaker cows, there was about, 50 exactly, matter of fact, 50 of them, ranging anywhere from $12.95 to $14.40 average weight. Average price was anywhere from $98.50 to $109.02 per hundred weight. Big seller yesterday in the breakers was $1.12 a pound. Boner cows, there was 110 of them, and they ranged anywhere. Average weights was from $11.64 to $12.53, and they were bringing anywhere from $83 up to the highest one was $103. Lean cows, there was, I'm guessing here, 65 head sold yesterday. Weights, average weights was anywhere from 8.15 to 11.14 and bringing anywhere from 70 cents to 89.99. On the bulls, looks like they had almost 40 head yesterday. Average weights on them were anywhere from 15.35 to 19.53, biggest one being 22.50. And they were anywhere, average price was $101.34 to $119.65 was the average high price. High bull yesterday was $1.24. They had 10 head of 2 to 4 year old stock cows weighing anywhere from $7.55 to $8.17. Brought $1.26 was a high end average price on them, $108.68. Bred cows, they didn't have a whole lot of there, about 10 head, and they were bringing anywhere from $11.85 up to $15.85, and that was just medium large number ones. Cow calf pairs, they only had a couple pairs in there yesterday, young pair and an old pair. Young, they both brought the same price, $15.60 a pair, and they had 150 to 300 pound calves on them. So that's what's going on over there. Okay, let me see. Anyway, all right, so on my way to work this morning, I had a conversation with old Sugar Daddy over there at Dale High, and he was talking, you know, I was telling him was about baling hay till about 1 o'clock this morning. I got all my wheat hay baled up last night, looking good, feeling pretty cocky today because I got my hay put up and didn't get rained on. Anyway, I was telling him he shut down at in the daylight from planting peanuts yesterday. And then I was telling him, I know one peanut farmer down there south of the Slough Bridge, south of Carter, headed towards Willow, was out there still at 1 o'clock planting peanuts. And he was telling me, nah, my days are over on this. Well, I come across this article, and I wanted to share it with you because I thought of him, old Sugar Daddy of Dale High. I thought of him. So the title of this story is Working Hard to Avoid Labor. A famous guy said one time, the frugal man spends the most and the laziest man works the hardest. Unfortunately, I am an embodiment of both of those concepts, especially when it comes to gardening. There are many reasons to plant a garden, being a chef is one of them. I tell myself that that is my wife, that me and my wife will save a tremendous amount of money on food expenses. There's also the pleasure of indulging in the fantasy that anyone could live without a supermarket like they did in the primitive times back in the day. Our garden is pretty large. Once I tried rototilling it and the entire thing, but the experience left me exhausted and feeling like my arms had been stretched by several inches. This led me to think that there is a be a better way, so I decided to go old school. It involved purchasing an ancient two-bottom moldboard plow for $50. I plowed the garden each fall to get a jump start on the following spring. Recently, I decided to perform secondary tillage each spring with a old single disc harrow that I'd bought for a mere $75. My investment in the tillage equipment was minimal, but the tractor is a different story. I don't want to discuss where I bought a John Deere 3010 tractor to pull the plow and the disc. I wonder why he didn't want to discuss this. But anyway, the disc does a beautiful job of tilling the garden. However, it has one glaring flaw. Single. It didn't mean it needed a mate. It meant that the single gang of blades threw the dirt just one way. And that's why they call it a one-way. The result had a hard, shallow trench along the middle of the garden and giant, fluffy windrows of dirt at the garden edges. The only way to rectify this situation was to rake the soil back to the garden center manually. Ultimately, I was doing a lot of work to avoid a little physical labor. The solution to this problem would be to obtain a tandem disc, a machine with two front gangs that throw the dirt outwards and two rear gangs that throw it back inwards. The result should be a smooth, trench-free garden. Unfortunately, going through with my plan could mean buying a new tandem disc that would cost approximately as much as a King Charles coronation. Despite the ill thought, I began to scout for a pre-owned unit. My search led me to a disc in a used machinery lot about a half an hour from our farm. Being a thrifty person, I strove to get the best deal possible. Negotiations went something like this. Hey, how much do you want for it? Machinery guy threw out the number. He said, will you take a check? One head nod and transition later, the tandem disc was delivered and mounted on the tractor. Everything was going exactly to the plan. But when I drove out to the garden and dropped the disc in the ground, my ears were assaulted by a canopy of squeaks and squeals. Dirt seldom produces when it's being tilled, so I gathered that the noise was coming from the disc. Another hint that was one of the rear gangs wasn't turning. Additionally, having sat outside for a very long time, the disc appeared that its bearings had yet to be greased since the Clinton administration. No problem. I grabbed my grease gun and set to remedy the situation. But there was another issue. Several of the grease fittings refused to take grease. Not unlike a stubborn toddler who refuses to open his mouth and eat his broccoli. Again, no problem. Drove to town, purchased a widget to unclog grease fittings. The device, powered by hammer strikes, created one of the rare situations where my favorite statement, I'm going to need a bigger hammer, was confirmed. So there was another trip back to town to purchase a propane torch. I was going to say, cutting torch, heat them grease shirts up, and usually they go right on. Finally, the disc was fully lubricated and ready to go after all the time and effort. I fired up the John Deere 3010, drove out to the garden, and dropped the disc into the ground. It was worked beautiful. Tilling the garden took almost 5 minutes. I achieved my goal by saving time, money, and more importantly, labor. Yet working on the disc involved a lot of bending and coercion that I did not anticipate. So anyway, I'm eagerly looking forward to sinking my teeth into fresh sweet corn from our garden, but I estimate it will cost my wife and me about $50 an ear. So there you go. I thought that was pretty good, because old sugar daddy out in Delhi, he's probably going to go buy a bigger planter, if I was guessing right, to plant his peanuts. Anyway, let's take a Taylor Ranch beef. When I come back, I'm going to have Mr. Tracy Music from down there in Wichita County come on and talk about the OSU wheat plot that they had. They had a gathering out there last Friday. Find out some information on that. And remember, I'm going to be giving another set of tickets away to the Oak Ridge Boys at the Sugar Creek Casino this coming Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And you need to listen to what Mr. Music says, what ended up being the best overall wheat variety that they had in that plot. All right, keep that in mind, and I'll probably take the number 3 text in with your name and the variety. So just remember that. I'll remind you again here in just a little bit. Let's take a break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mickey asked the questions. He wanted to make sure things were properly insured as far as values, not to be too high necessarily. You know, a lot of people are probably going to try to get them on up there where the premium is higher, and Mickey wasn't that way. He wanted real values, didn't want me paying any more premium than I needed to pay, but wanted me properly insured. If you start missing things by $1,000 or $10,000, that adds up in a hurry. Either you'll be underinsured and you'll be disappointed, or you're going to be overinsured and paying too much premium anyways. And Mickey made it a point that we nailed it on the head on every little last piece that I had. He took the time to do that. He made sure it was right. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Sugar Creek Casino presents the Oak Ridge Boys Front Porch Swinging Tour. The legendary Oak Ridge Boys this Saturday night at the Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Legendary Oak Ridge Boys at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Once upon a time, Jimmy Clark was bit by a rattlesnake, and after 5 days of excruciating pain, the rattlesnake finally died. A good afternoon once again to Jimmy Clark's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 8th. 1,204 head were sold, 9 head of steers at 409 brought 266, 12 at 467 brought 258.50, 5 at 562 brought 228, 3 at 605 brought 218, 5 at 812 brought 175, 15 at 845 brought 193.50, 125 at 908 brought 197. 3 head of heifers at 307 brought 251, 9 at 491 brought 230, 4 at 623 brought 191, 16 at 697 brought 165, 7 at 806 brought 181, 46 at 811 brought 182.50, 16 at 886 brought 177.50, butcher cows were 69 to 107, butcher bulls brought 102 to 133.50, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction X is 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, that's a sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, give old Brandon Hickey a call at 580-497-6095, I'm talking 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Hour. Here's your weather for the big town of Woodward, Oklahoma. Currently right now, it's 83 degrees. Feels like 83. Dew point's 59. Humidity's 44. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of the southeast at 16. With wind gusts up to 23, sunset will be 8:32 tonight. Today, 86 and partly sunny. Tomorrow, 40% chance of thunderstorms and 83. Friday, sunny, 89. Saturday, 50% chance of rain showers and 74 degrees. Saturday night, 70% chance of rain showers. Very likely, it says, 56 for a low. Sunday, 60% chance of rain showers and a high of 70 degrees. All right, I got Mr. Tracy Music on the phone with me right now. Him and his dad and son, they got a farming operation down in Ouachita County, or probably two or three counties if I was guessing right. But I'm going to give a free set of tickets away to the Sugar Creek Casino to see the Oak Ridge Boys this Saturday night. So you need to listen to our whole conversation. And when you hear Tracy give which wheat variety did the best and their plot down there, text it in with your name, and the third person to text it in will win a set of tickets. Good afternoon, Mr. Music.
Good talking to you. Hadn't heard from you in a long time.
Well, I'm sorry. I really wanted to come Friday, but we had things switch around on me with the interview with the senator, so I had to stay here and actually work. I apologize.
I understand. No problem. We had a really good turnout. I mean, we had about 35 people there, and we had Greg Hartman, extension agent from Slayer, and Gary Strickland, the OSU agronomist, and they went over all of our varieties and went over the good and the bad of each variety, and it was very informative.
Well, you guys, you've been experiencing the same thing everybody else has out here in Texas Panhandle, Western Oklahoma. We've had our ups and downs with moisture for the last 6 months, and it ain't been the funnest 6 months, but what do you guys got going on right now on the farm yourself?
Well, we like about one more day finishing up planting milo, and we like two or three more days finish swathing and baling wheat hay, and then start spraying and plowing. There's never a slow time around here.
Well, you guys, how's the hay baling going? How's your hay doing?
You know, most of this wheat hay is, I don't know, most of it's going to be about a bale to the acre, you know. About the best it's going to be.
Right.
Surprisingly enough, I've got a few alfalfa patches that have actually grown and are going to make kind of a decent cut this time.
Well, it's that time of the year. Alfalfa is my favorite. And are you guys going to, what else are you guys going to do for summer forage or summer crops? You going to do some corn and milo and what else
well,
you got going on?
We didn't do corn because we couldn't get it in by the plant date deadlines or insurance, so we went to milo and put in a little bit of sorghum silage to go with it to chop, and just hoping we get a rain this summer sometime, so we'll have one.
Oh yeah, man, our weather forecast are looking better all the time now. If it'll just rain, so
yeah, I know. I think we call it the Ouachita County split. The cloud comes, half of it goes south and half of it goes north of us.
Well, yeah. And I know you're on social media, and I see the Canute split, and I see the Beckham County split.
Yeah,
so
yeah, everybody's got one. Yeah.
Anyway, so are you guys going to do any cotton?
Yeah, we will. We cut way back this year. We'll generally have about 2,000 acres. We're probably going to be down to 1,000 acres next year.
Gotcha. Is there a specific reason why you guys are cutting back on your cotton?
Oh, input cost. It costs so much money to put a crop in the ground and get it all the way to harvest and stripping, and it's just a lot of money. And with interest rates as high as they are, it's a very expensive crop to put in.
Yeah, and you know, the cotton's around 80 cents a pound, and that doesn't include inflation. And so, yeah, I can see your point there anyway. What all varieties who'd you say you have besides Greg Hartman there from OSU at your food or your wheat plot?
Gary Strickland.
Oh, okay, yeah.
From Alpha's.
Yes, Mr. Strickland. That's who I thought you said, but I hated I missed that. I enjoy talking to that guy. And
he knows
wheat, he knows your sorghums, your milos, and your cotton. He knows it all. And he's very, very intelligent guy. But anyway, so what all varieties did you guys have in your wheat plot?
Well, we had the main ones were Greenhammer and Showdown and Smith Gold. They were, you know, the main varieties. We had some varieties that are not, you know, Double Stop and Butler's Gold. Those are the main ones.
How did the Butler's Gold do? I've been hearing things about that.
It wasn't bad. It was probably, I'd say it rated, down around fifth probably on how well it did.
I got you. What was your number one?
Well, it was a close race between Showdown and Greenhammer. It's kind of how they had it picked, you know, which are both seemed to be pretty well adapted for us.
So there was a tie for first?
Well, not really a tie. I mean, one of them, I like Greenhammer. We sold a lot of it. The Greenhammer is a really good forage and grain crop. It'll make really good forage to run cattle on, and yet it'll still has the potential to make really good wheat.
Right.
The Showdown looked really good down there.
Is the Showdown the new one?
Yes, it's fairly new. I mean, it's been out a while, but it's like the Greenhammer, they called it exceptional on overall quality and milling, really good milling qualities. Where the Showdown was just desirable in all of those qualities.
Well, the listeners are out there listening because they're sending in text messages all over the place, and they're just putting them both down. That way they got it covered for number one for that free set. That's awesome. I love it. Anyway, but there's
we were really surprised. A month ago or more, I just about went down and plowed it up. It looks bad. I didn't think there was any way it could ever do enough to ever have a field day for it, but it just nearly every ride, it just, I mean, made a huge turnaround after that rain. It was sowed, we didn't get sowed to really late. I can't tell you, I can't remember the exact plant date, but it was really late, but maybe that helped it. I don't know, but it really, every ride come out of it.
Well, I guess everybody was excited to be there. How was the hamburgers?
It was really good. Ray Clemens that works for us and my son Colt cooked the hamburgers and apparently everybody was hungry because there was nothing left. But it was really good to have everybody over though.
Well, I'd seen your dad the day before and he said, "You come." I said, "I got to come early and leave earlier." That's before I had to switch and do that interview with Senator Mullen. But he said, "But you just come. I'll have them boys cook you one early." So.
Yeah, we had some really good informative. We had some Fowler's, one of Kathy's agents spoke for Fowler's Insurance, and we had two or three bankers there, and it really worked out nice. I was glad we had a good turnout.
Did the bankers get anything while they were there?
They were asked quite a few things, but I didn't hear too many yet. Yes, is when they or too many no's when they said is interest rate going to keep going up. I'm pretty sure they were yes on all that.
Oh yeah, there's no place like it for a banker to show up to some social meeting and the interest rate's going up. That's why they don't get on Facebook like you and I do.
So. Yeah, they're a little leery about getting cornered by a bunch of farmers nowadays.
So, I guess from the wheat plot told you, what are you guys going to go with? I mean, it's a long ways away, but what are you guys thinking about going with? Greenhammer and Showdown again?
Yeah, probably Greenhammer and Showdown. Thought about trying some maybe some Double Stop or Butler's Gold. There was a Westbred variety. It was 4792, I believe, what it was. And now it was pretty impressive. I mean, it was right up there with the top ones, you know. I don't know anybody around here that's planting it, but we are sure thinking about trying some. If there's some seed available, you know, that may be the question right there.
Right. Well, I'd heard from somebody you actually know, from Hobart. He had went to the one at Tipton also, and they were looking pretty good. Everything looked pretty good with that Butler's Gold. And so I'm just digging for information here, learning something for myself. So that's why I was asking you about the Butler's Gold earlier. And, I mean, it's hard to – I guess if you want to judge wheat during a drought, that's probably the best time to do it in case, you know, we don't get any rain or we get enough rain to get it up. And you, if it struggles or if it doesn't struggle, you want to know which one's doing the best. I mean, I just – we cut my wheat hay Saturday, and it was okay corral, the beardless. And I have a side row there, but I just watered across it one time, and I planted it late in December, and it made almost 2.5 bales of the acre last
night.
Wow,
that's good.
So I was really happy with it. For hay, I don't know about what it had done if it had been a wheat crop, but for hay, man, it was great.
Well, this test plot was on upland, and not just wasn't near the best ground on the place, so it was a really good test to see what was drought tolerant. You know, I was really surprised the guy said that it was one of the better test plots around that they'd been to, and I was tickled with that because I sure didn't think it was going to be.
Well, that's good. So does OSU publish these results from all these test plots?
Yes, you can go to, I think it may be a while for me to get it all put together from all of the test plots, but I believe you can go to the OSU Extension site and get to it from there.
Well, Mr. Music, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, this was Tracy Music, him and his dad and sons, the farm down there in not only in Ouachita County, I'm sure, but they're headquartered there. West of Sentinel there, between Sentinel and Retrop, and he was so kind. You're probably still swathing. You probably didn't even take a break, did you?
Actually, I'm sitting on a tractor and roundabout as we speak.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work, and thanks for coming on and giving everybody information how your test plot went there on your farm this year, and appreciate your time, and you keep going, keep farming, truck ahead.
I appreciate you giving out as much information and keeping everybody informed as you do.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy.
You bet.
Bye. Bye. All right. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break. And when I come back, I will announce the winner for the other set of tickets. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Come and get it. Are you a farmer or livestock producer? Then you're invited to attend one of several ribeye steak dinners and informational meetings courtesy of Ag Defense Risk Management. They'll be sharing the latest details on recent changes to subsidized programs offered by the USDA through federal crop insurance that helps to manage risk you face related to lack of rainfall and falling cattle prices. Leave your checkbooks at home and plan on attending their next meeting Tuesday, May 16th at 2M Ranch and Home, located at 120 North 4th Street in Sayre. Ribeyes will be served at 6:30 p.m. RSVP is not required. For more information, visit their website at agdefenserm.com or call 580-454-4367. Best defense is Ag Defense. Ag Defense is an equal opportunity employer. Hope to see you there.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
In pioneer days, whenever a new settlement had enough people that it began to feel like a town, the first public building was most often a school. Our people respect the power of knowledge, and caring communities have always sought to make a good education available to everyone who wanted one. Today, we salute our local graduates, the class of 2023, with every wish for future success.
Seniors, Great Plains Regional Medical Center hopes this is the beginning of an exciting future for you. Remember, you'll always find the care you trust right here.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma.
We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Again, thank you, Mr. Tracy Music of the Music Farms down there in Washtenaw County for coming on today and talking about how's what they got going on their farms, actually, as we speak, and how their test plot for the wheat test plots went last Friday when they had a meeting. They had a really good turnout, 35 people. That's really good. Weather, Hobart Farm and Garden, long range of forecast. I've picked the big city of Mangum, Oklahoma. Currently, it's 84 degrees there. Dew point is 59. Humidity is 43. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of the southeast at 15 with wind gusts up to 23. Sunset tonight, 8:29 p.m. Today, partly sunny, 86. Tomorrow, 90. 40% chance of thunderstorms. Friday, 93. Slight chance of storms, 20%. Friday night, it starts getting better, and 60% chance of rain. Saturday, 90% chance of rain showers and 70 degrees for a high. Saturday night, 80% chance of showers and 58 for a low. And Sunday, 80% chance of rain all day, 73 for a high. And I guess starting Friday night around midnight, the winds are going to switch out of the south and remain out of the north for the rest of your weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend also. So anyway, hey, what a better present for mom than a bunch of rain, because we need it. We need some pond fillers. All right, let's get to the studio text line and see who won. It is Mr. Brian Stewart. He got the correct answer. You could have said Showdown or Greenhammer or both, and I let you win. But Brian Stewart, you are the winner of the tickets for the Oak Ridge Boys coming up this weekend at the Sugar Creek Casino Saturday. I will put your name on these tickets, and you can pick them up anytime at the front office after my show today, and I get the tickets up there. I bet I'm going to have some more to give away tomorrow, so I'm going to have to scheme on what to do tomorrow for a free set of tickets to see the Oak Ridge Boys, and maybe they'll bring Elvira with them. You never know. Anyway, what was your favorite Oak Ridge Boys song? We got a little bit left on the show here. If you want to text that into the Today in Ag text line, 580-225-9697. What was your favorite? You're not winning any tickets. I just want to know what your favorite Oak Ridge Boys song was. They was legends back in the days when I was growing up. So anyway, we got that going. All right. Also coming up this Saturday at the ranch, spring sale. A-Bar Ranch, Claremore, Oklahoma, Saturday, May 13th at 12 noon. Pairs, bred cows, bred heifers, 800 heads are going to sell. Red Angus, Brangus, Angus, got it going. They got it all going on. And so, anyway, let me pick out some. 110 A-Bar Ranch fall bred heifers, sorted into 30-day calving periods. Then they got 35 Red Angus spring born pairs with Angus sire calves at the side, 42 Brangus spring-born pairs with Angus and Charlet sire calves at their side, and 45 Angus spring-born pairs with Angus sired calves at the side. Easy to get a hold of. Just go to www.abarranch, and that's A-B-A-R Ranch, abarranch.com. And it's 8 miles east of Claremore on Highway 20, so it should be easy to find. And more information, you can also go to Facebook and go to the A-Bar Ranch there for all kinds of information. Anyway, that's a big sale coming up this Saturday at the ranch, they're calling it, and it's the A-Bar Ranch. So anyway, pretty cool information there. What else do I got going on? Oh, gardening time is going on in full bore. And it's not too late, but you really do need to test your soil's pH, no matter whether you're farming, ranching, golf course, front yard, or garden. Always test your soil's pH. You don't know what your city water, even if it's good drinking water, can do to your soil, or irrigating out there, your peanuts and that whole 9 yards. I found out the hard way down there at Grandin under that pivot that my son has down there that the pH can come back to haunt you in a heartbeat. It destroyed an alfalfa crop down there, and we didn't know it was even going on. We thought it was just sand and alfalfa and planted cotton, and it was a bad deal. So always test your soil's pH. Cheap deal to do. Healthy plants are the most critical component of a thriving garden. And one of the best ways to keep them that way is to make sure your soil's pH level suits their needs. Every plant requires a specific soil pH range within which it can best absorb essential nutrients. Because the optimum range is different for every plant, gardeners should learn the pH requirements of each. For example, carnations require a pH range of 6.7 to 6.9. Turf grasses, 6.3 to 6.8. Tomatoes, 6.2 to 6.8. We got blueberries, needs to be around 4.5 to 5.5, and that's a lot of difference. What's pH? Soil pH indicates the degree of acid and alkaline of the soil as measured on a 14-point scale. A pH of 7 is neutral. Values below 7 are acid, and above are alkaline. Each unit on the scale is 10 times removed from the next, to a pH reading of 7 is 10 times higher than a reading of 6. That means a mere 1 unit difference is huge. If the pH isn't suited for a specific plant, it won't be able to absorb enough nutrients when naturally occurring or applied fertilizer. That results in differences that present a stunning discoloration and even death to the plant, and it will. Improper pH can also be poison to your plants, because just as it inhibits the uptake of essential nutrients, it can also increase the absorb other nutrients to the point of being toxic. How do you test your soil? To learn the pH of your soil, use a testing kit, strips, or electronic meter. You can get these meters at Ace Hardware, Atwoods, order them online, however you want. You know me, I'm a buy local guy, get it here. You can also go to your OSU Extension office and send off your water and soil samples too. You're all set when your soil, you know, general guidelines will help instruct you. Dig up a quarter cup of soil from 3 separate areas, 4 inches deep within the same bed or lawn, and mix them together to create that average for site. But if you want to spend a little extra money like I did on my garden, I took 4 soil samples, two from two rows where I've got my tomatoes, but it's real sandy at one end of this row, and it starts tightening it up a little bit. It's not tight ground, but a little tighter, different type of sand at the other end. So that's what I did to get my samples for my tomatoes, and then where my cantaloupe and my okra's going in the big long row, I did 2 soil samples there so I can know, because pH will come back to haunt you in a big way. If you've got a lot of people say, I ain't been able to get tomatoes to grow in 5 years in my garden. It might be your pH. It might be your water. Your water might be too chippy or something like this. Anyway, cheap money. It takes the cost of two tomato plants to get a soil sample, or just go buy you a pH tester at Ace or Atwoods or any of those places. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show today, and thanks for participating in the Texas giveaway Sugar Creek Casino this week. Two happy winners. You guys have a great day on this Taylor Ranch Day at the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
Texas to Weatherford, Oklahoma.